From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Maruf Amin has urged all students at Islamic boarding schools or pesantrens to develop policies and support programs that have been created by the government. As quoted by Antara, Vice President Maruf Amin in Jakarta on Friday hoped that various government policies and programs could be used as initial capital that must be optimally developed by Islamic boarding schools and their students. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto spoke of the government implementing digital transformation through the concept of smart, green, and sustainable cities. Minister Erlangga noted in an official statement in Jakarta on Friday that rapid development in digitalization in Indonesia also provide an opportunity to accelerate the realization of sustainable development goals or SDGs that have become a global commitment through three enablers. Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi has said that Indonesia is seeking to strengthen regional economic cooperation in efforts to reform trade and encourage integrations with the global economy. The minister delivered the statement at a virtual event themed Trade, Tourism and Investment Forum, Reviving Global Trade Through Strengthening Regional Economic Partnerships on Friday. This forum can generate discussions on challenges, opportunities and ideas in the global trade, tourism and investment sectors. It is also expected that this forum can provide the latest policy development, information and strategies for the three sectors. The Indonesian COVID-19 Task Force reported that the number of Indonesians who have completed both doses of COVID-19 vaccine reached 66.31 million as of 12 p.m. local time on Friday. It is also stated the number of recipients of the first dose of vaccine increased to reach more than 100 million. Meanwhile, the number of third doses administered in the country touched more than 1 million. Now let's move on to the international news. The White House stated the U.S. President Joe Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday discussed cooperation on security in the Sahel and the Indo-Pacific, as well as efforts to enable a stronger European defense. The White House further said Vice President Kamala Harris also will meet with Macron during a visit to Paris in November, underscoring efforts to repair ties between the United States and France after Australia scrapped a French submarine contract in favor of a patch with Washington's and London last month. The group of seven wealthy nations agreed on principles to govern cross-border data use and digital trade, Britain said in what was described as a breakthrough that could liberalize hundreds of billions of dollars of international commerce. The trade ministers from the G7 reached agreement at a meeting in London on Friday. The deal sets out a middle ground between highly regulated data protection regime used in European countries and the more open approach of the United States. Malaysia will let foreign workers back into the country after an almost 16-month hiatus due to COVID-19 pandemic and allow some tourists back to its resort island of Langkawi, its prime minister said on Friday. The agreement reached by the government's pandemic task force on foreign workers has been hotly anticipated by vital sectors like palm oil plantations and rubber glove manufacturing, which rely on migrant labor. That was the news. First news comes from Garut, West Java. The government of Garut Regency in West Java province held the festivals in Bino Jakrama Padalangan throughout Garut Regency at the Balai Paminton Intan Dewata building in Garut City last Wednesday. Deputy Regent of Garut, Helmi Budiman, said that the Garut District Government supports the implementation of the Padalangan or Wayang Puppetry Festival to preserve arts and culture, while at the same time giving birth to great puppeteers from Garut who are professionals and well-known at the national and international level. He appreciated the Indonesian Puppeteers Association or PAPADI Garut, which held the event with the theme Dalang Boga Kahayang for 2 days. Thus, the world of wayang art will be resurrected. The puppetry festival was followed by 13 participants from Garut, namely 5 children's puppeteers, 5 teenage puppeteers, and 3 adult puppeteers. Next news comes from Pontianak, West Kalimantan. A total of 50 literacy activists in West Kalimantan took part in the Technical Guidance for Literacy Community Empowerment. This program was organized by the Language Development and Guidance Agency of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, along with the West Kalimantan Language Center. Coordinator of the Expert and Professional Services Group, Literacy Agencies of the Language Development and Guidance, Dewi Nastiti Lestariningsih, said in Pontianak on Wednesday that West Kalimantan was chosen as one of the target areas of the activity because the current level of community literacy in the province is in the third lowest rank in Indonesia. After participating in the technical guidance, the participants are expected to be able to improve their competence in activities or teaching activities to early childhood children. last news comes from Gorontalo. The government of Bone Bolango Regency Gorontalo province accepted 30 students of the independent campus program of the Ministry of Education, Culture and Research Technology last Tuesday. They joined the Certified Independent Study of Indonesian Productive Students invitations. This program runs from October 15, 2021 to January 2022. The students who came from various universities in Indonesia were immediately dispatched to the internship locations in the district of Pinogo, Isuawa, and Kabila Bone. They would study real problems related to sustainable ecotourism in Bone Bolango Regency. The students will solve the problems by using the design thinking method.
Listener, we begin today's history with the event on October 23, 1991, the Paris Peace Agreement signed. Paris Peace Agreement, or also called a Comprehensive Cambodian Peace Agreement, was signed on October 23, 1991, and officially it ended the Cambodia-Vietnam War. The agreement led to the deployment of the first post-Cold War peacekeeping mission. The agreement was signed by 19 countries. Next event is October 1991, Libya Civil War ended. The Libyan civil war began with demonstrations in Benghazi in February 15, 2011 to demand the resignation of Libyan leader Muammar al-Gaddafi, who was in power for a long time. As a result of the government's repressive actions in dealing with protesters, this action escalated into a rebellion and civil war. In August 2011, Libya's capital, Tripoli, eventually fell into the hands of rebel forces. Finally, on October 20, 2011, Gaddafi was killed in a battle, and his regime that had been in power for 42 years was over. Libya was declared free and the National Transitional Council on October 23, 2021. But the problem did not stop with the fall of Gaddafi's regime. The last event was October 23, 2011. Earthquake occurred in Van City, Turkey. On October 23, 2011, an earthquake occurred in Erbil City and Van, which are located in the far east of Turkey, sharing a border with Iran. The earthquake magnitude was about 6.0 on the Richter scale. The epicenter of the earthquake occurred at a shallow depth of 20 kilometers. It caused heavy damage in eastern Turkey. Well, listener, that was today's history, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcon.
de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The representative office of Bank Indonesia West Java Province, along with the West Java Provincial's government, held the third West Java Investment Summit 2021. The event opened last Thursday. Promoted 31 large medium projects to be offered to potential investors from 17 countries. Head of the One Door or Integrated Licensing Investment Agency of West Java Province, Noneng Komaranengsi, in her opening remarks for the third West Java Investment Summit 2021 in Bandung City, said that the 31 projects offered have a value of 41.06 trillion rupiah. During the two-day event, project owners such as private companies of states and regional-owned enterprises and regional government held meetings with potential investors both from within and outside the country. In addition to the 31st project offered, 33 Memorandum of Understanding or MOU were also signed between the West Java Provincial Government and the District or City Government, as well as a number of regional-owned enterprises in West Java. The MOU is worth around 6.5 trillion rupiah. Noreng further said that in first semester 2021, West Java was ranked first in the realization of foreign investment and domestic investment with a total of 72.46 trillion rupiah. She also stated that with the theme Navigating Post-COVID World Investment Growth for Resilience West Java, it is hoped that investment can be a solution to welcome the post-COVID-19 era. Different from the previous two events, the third West Java Investment Summit introduced two new economic zones as new attractions: Metropolitan Rabana, consisting of regencies of Sumedang, Majalengka, Cirebon, Subang, Indramayu, and Kuningan, including Cirebon City. In the northern area, West Java investment potential is related to the complex and sophisticated Rabana Triangle project, Cirebon, Subang, and Majalengka. This new economic growth area is designed to become an area with several smart city metropolitan and industrial estates. This area is surrounded by important supporting infrastructures such as Patimban Port, Kertajati International Airport, and toll roads, including the new Cisumdawu toll road. In the southern region, West Java investment is directed at various green economy projects consisting of tourism and agricultural sector projects. The third West Java Investment Summit event is the culmination of a series of activities for the Road to West Java Investment Summit 2021, namely the Infrastructure Forum, the launching of the West Java Investment Ecosystem, and capacity building for presentation of investment projects overviews.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu.
Radio Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Bogor, which is located not far from the Jakarta city, has many legendary culinary. One of them that can be enjoyed as a breakfast dish is doclang. The doclang is many and easy to found in Manterana Street, Lebak, Bogor. Usually, doclang ready to be served with tofu slices and ketupat. Jakarta has ketoprak, Bandung has kupat tahu, while in Bogor has doclang. These three of foods are culinary dishes that are almost the same because they all use a splash of pebinat sauce. But although they are almost the same, they have differences between of them. Doclang has its own distinctive feature, which is ketupat that used is not wrapped in young coconut leaves like in general, but wrapped in cooked with patat leaves. Patat leaves has long been used by Bogor people as a wrapping material for their ketupat. Patat leaves used as a wrapping ketupat because it is believed to contain a lot of fiber and protein, as well as the texture of the leaves are smooth and elastic to be used as a wrapping material. In general, doclang contains slices of ketupat, tofu, potato, and additional eggs, and then sprinkled with peanut sauce which has a slightly spicy taste. Then add with kerupuk and sambal for those who want more spicy. One serving of doclang complete with additional eggs sold at price 8,000 rupiah. If you in Bogor, try doclang as your breakfast. Besides containing high carbohydrates, doclang has a distinctive taste. Doclang will be more delicious if served with hot tea. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Seberkas Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Well, listener, here is Ms. Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia. Santri Islamic boarding school students in various regions have adapted to the times and have participated in developing potential in various fields, one of which is the automotive industry. Santri from the Raudlatul Ulum Islamic boarding school in Sumber Wringin Village, Sukowono District, in collaboration with Santri from the Jambuan Sahlul Manal Islamic boarding school in Antirogo Village, Sumber Sari District, Jember, produced a jeep. However, unlike the jeep, which is usually synonymous with a dashing appearance and large size, this jeep made by Santri is smaller in size and is often called a mini jeep. The jeep has a size ratio of 150 with the 4 original reference models that have been used as references, namely the hardtop, Rubicon, Willys, and Land Cruiser Jeeps. In more detail, the mini Jeep has a height of approximately 140 cm, a length of 230 cm, and a width of 104 cm. The process of making this mini Jeep takes about 3 months and involves as many as 7 students. The process is carried out when there's no learning or reciting activities at the pondok on weekends. Of the 4 jeeps that have been produced, all of these cars are in great demand by ulama and kiai in the Jember area. Because the mini jeeps produced by Santri are very useful to use when the cleric leaders want to do dakwah to remote areas where large cars could not pass. Although it is quite in demand, this mini jeep will continue to be refined, especially in terms of driving comfort and safety factors. In the future, the team of the mini jeep production would like to immediately apply for a copyright as a product that has been produced by the Santri. Thank you. listener, that's miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ocakuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition, we are going to present a keroncong song entitled Tanah Kerinduan, sung by Henny Puriandari. Created by Budiman BJ, the keroncong song Tanah Kerinduan describes life in the peaceful and unpretentious homeland where a sincere smile is always present, palms are waving, the rice fields expand, and paddy becomes yellow and mountains adorn. There, relatives also live. Everything becomes beautiful to remember when you are far away overseas. Alright, listeners, this is Henny Puriandari with the song Ta Selamat Nah Kelahiran or Tanah Kerinduan. Happy listening.
Thank you.
sana sana tumpah daratku indah dan kaya raya. Di sana tempat cinta kasihan jadi kenangan kala dirantau
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Tak pernah ku lupa semua tentang yang berikan tulusnya hati hanya untukku. Yeah, dia taburkan mutiara di senyummu yang sejukkan hati
hingga tak kuasa tuk berpaling darimu. Di dalam cinta yang
masa
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.